This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us from A21, Paige Edwards. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Laura. It's great to be with you all today.
This year marks the seventh Walk for Freedom that A21 are doing, although this year it will be virtually. But take us back to the beginning. What prompted the event initially?
That's a great question, Laura. I think really what prompted Walk for Freedom initially is just A21's desire really to bring mass awareness to the issue of human trafficking. Human trafficking is an issue that is often hidden in plain sight, and it's happening in every community around us, but so many people don't realise that it's actually happening. And so we really wanted to bring mass awareness to this issue and to really take a stand and, I guess, essentially shine a light on the issue and let people know, hey, this is happening, but also telling people you can do something about it. You know, not everyone can work in the field directly or, can get on the ground and be involved in the rescues and restoration of survivors, but everyone can show up. Everyone can hand out a flyer or use their social media platform to speak up and to see slavery abolished.
How has the work of A21 and the need for it been affected, particularly during this pandemic?
We actually released, A21 just recently released a impact report specifically highlighting the impact of COVID-19 on human trafficking specifically. And we have definitely seen an impact specifically with regards to vulnerability. So traffickers exploit vulnerability, whatever that vulnerability might be. That's what they use to enable them to be able to keep somebody trapped and exploited in slavery. And so we saw increased vulnerability on an unprecedented scale through the pandemic, through unemployment and financial instability, even things like young people spending more time online unsupervised, all different vulnerabilities that really were increased during this time. And so our work at A21, we've really had to pivot that favourite word that we've all had through this time and adjust our work to make sure that we're addressing those real vulnerabilities that have increased. And so we were able to produce digital safety guides and other education resources to enable people to identify and look out for red flags of trafficking and protect themselves and their loved ones. And we're able to provide support that was needed to survivors in these new circumstances and conditions where we're trying to get them work or trying to find them safe employment and accommodation and things like that, making sure that they're well looked after. And even for our survivors, making sure that they still had access to support services so that their vulnerability to re-trafficking wasn't heightened in this time when they didn't have access. So dropping off mobile devices and getting them data and things so that they were still able to stay connected.
And throughout the last year, there's been a lot of different causes or even sort of cultural challenges that have been really brought to the surface. And although in the context of this year, the Walk for Freedom is going to be something that groups are doing sort of individually, households are doing individually, it's not like everybody's out walking together per se, it's more of a independent and virtual kind of experience. But why do you feel like the cause of A21 and the awareness of human trafficking is something that people should really gather and rally around at this time?
Look, that's a great question. The reality is that slavery is happening in the world today. The estimate that we have, the best estimate, 40.3 million men, women and children currently enslaved in the world. And you know what? We all have an opportunity to be able to stand up and do something about that. And it can be easy to become overwhelmed by statistics like that and think that our individual decision to make action doesn't actually do a whole lot. But what we see through Walk for Freedom, what we have seen in years past and what we believe we will see this year is really what our individual action partnered with the individual action of other people in our community and across the globe really actually can do and the impact that that can have to make freedom possible. And so we will have people walking at traditional style Walk for Freedoms across the globe. Walk for Freedom is still going ahead in the traditional sense in many locations, but then we're also making it possible for people here in Australia and in Sydney to be able to get involved through the Walk for Freedom Challenge. So it's choosing to do what we can, choosing to show up and believing that our decision to say yes will actually make a difference.
So how can people get involved in the Walk for Freedom Challenge this year, be it as an individual household walking around the neighbourhood or in some of the virtual contexts that we've mentioned? How can we take part?
So for anybody that is wanting to get involved, we would absolutely love to have you join us. So you can head to our website, a21.org/challenge, which will give you all the information that you need to know about the Walk for Freedom Challenge this year. So that's what we're doing here in Sydney. It's what we'll be engaging with across Australia. And essentially, it provides three flexible action steps. You can choose to do one or all three for you to be able to get involved. So whether you want to host a watch party of A21's global broadcast, whether you want to walk from home and drop off flyers around your neighbourhood, or whether you want to share your story and get active on social media to, again, shine a light on slavery with us on October 16th. There really is something that we all can do, and though it looks a little bit different, we're really expectant for the impact that we're going to have and the change that we're going to see in our community as a result of what we do together.
Absolutely. Paige, thank you so much for chatting with us today. Really appreciate it.
An absolute pleasure, Laura. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.